What do people around here call the war that occurred between the North and the South?
Civil War.
You ever heard anything else?
War between the states.
You ever heard it called the War of Northern Aggression?
No.
Remember the commander of the Southern Forces?
I was a history minor and I loved history. Robert E. Lee, yes.
I'm just getting after his rank. You call him a
general.
And what about the gentleman who does the commercials for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel Sanders.
And the man who presides over the county court, he would be called the
county judge.
And the person who goes to college to study, he's a
student.
And the woman who takes care of the boss's mail and types,
secretary.
A man who performs on stage, you would call him an actor. What about a woman?
Actress.
And our nationality, we're both
Americans.
What about the...
Now, I probably, if it was a more casual conversation, you asked me about the wife of James Fenimore Cooper, mm-hmm. My most common pronunciation would probably be Ms. Cooper.
Ms. Cooper, yeah.
You get that from school when you're never,
right.
The teacher is, you're never sure whether they're married or not, you've never heard, and
right.
You just go, Ms. Jones, Ms. Smith, Ms.
Anticipating.
Yeah, we've been doing it for years.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And here in the South, not too many years ago, there were separate facilities, one for the whites and one for the
colored.
Do you have any idea what colored people around here would prefer to be called now?
It's hard to say. Younger ones, I have a feeling, would prefer to be referred to as blacks. Older ones, perhaps Negroes or colored. In between, they'd rather be referred to as themselves. It's my general observation.
But would never care to be called?
Niggers. I don't know. Now, you can... Depends how you do it, you know.
Have you ever heard them call each other?
Yeah.
Diggers?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be used in a derogatory sense, usually?
Possibly. It could be that, or a jocular derogatory sense. You know, both of them are working on a job. You dumb nigger, get your ass over here.
Have you ever... Talking about somebody who is goofing off or being lazy, have you ever heard the expression, he's doing a nigger?
No. What know what it meant.
Any terms for a child that's born to racially mixed parents?
Half-breed.
Or what about a colored person who has exceptionally light-colored skin?
High yellow.
Any terms for white people who were, say, just kind of lazy and sorry and don't like to work?
White trash.
Now, would a white person use that, or a black person, or would
both.
Either both would be likely to say that? Have you ever heard of a white person referred to as a cracker?
No.
Say, sometimes on the weekends, I don't know how it is here in Mount Pleasant, but...
You circle the Dairy Queen.
Holy pattern.
Yes.
Dairy Queen.
You go from the Dairy Queen to the side and you go back. Giant figure eight. That is if you're still in high school and or home from weekend on from college.
I guess it's the same everywhere. But what I was going to say, that's interesting though.